She was occupying 95% of my time thinking about her. Where am I going to see her? Where am I going to see her car? Am I going to run into her at the store?
I felt very righteous. I felt like this should be happening, and I felt I knew what was the best for both of us.
Have you ever been so infatuated or obsessed with another person that it felt involuntary?
I was a mess. I couldn't eat, couldn't sleep. I drove by his office. I felt like a stalker.
Have you ever had a crush that started out innocently but then went totally off the rails? You're not alone. I'm Allison Becker, and this is Obsession, a podcast co-produced by Focus Features and LA Times Studios and funded by Focus Features in support of the film Greta. In this five-part series, we're exploring the depths of obsession. We'll try to understand how the acceptable can spiral into the pathological.
I was obsessed with him to a point where it was like, I need to cut you out of my life. You are married and you have a child. Get away from me.
We'll hear personal stories from everyday people struggling with these issues.
I was trying to get a restraining order at the time. Sometimes in cases like this, it's really difficult unless you come in to the judge with a broken arm or a black eye or text saying, I'm going to kill you and hurt your children.
We'll talk to scientists and other experts about what can trigger this in our brains and look at what life experiences we've had that could make us more susceptible.
We've seen radical cases of obsession lead somebody to engaging in behaviors that are offensive and even, you know, at times homicidal.
Obsessions can strike anyone at any time. Together, let's find out what happens when you just can't stop. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts.